Welcome to my first episode on the Piano Fortissimo podcast. Some of you might know me from a performance, some of you might know me from Instagram or Facebook, where I share glimpses of my performances, but also insights into the classical music world. However, as I said on social media, you spoke, I listened carefully. I've heard from many of you that these platforms, with their brief formats, leave you wanting more. So, this podcast is my response to your requests for deeper exploration, allowing us to delve into the stories behind the music careers, my experiences, art, and the artists who inspire you and me. In today's episode, I share a short presentation of who I am so that you know a bit about your host and what is coming next very briefly in future episodes. Don't worry, I'm not reading out loud my entire biography. So, if you're interested, stay with me. Welcome to Piano Fortissimo, the podcast where the world of classical music meets personal stories and professional insights. I'm your host, Alexandra Silocha, concert pianist and bossa nova artist for over two decades. Join me as we explore the intricacies of music careers, the artistry behind pianos and other instruments, dive deep with special guests from all corners of the arts, and uncover the nuances of cultural and self-management. Whether you're an aspiring musician, a performer, or simply a music lover, this podcast offers something for everyone. I started playing the piano at the age of 8 in my home country, Romania. Quite late, you might think, but that was how it was back then. I had very small hands, and still do, which made it difficult to find a teacher willing to start lessons with me. My first teacher was wonderful in sharing the beauty of music in an engaging way that was adapted to my age. After only 2 years, I started the music school, and from there my path became quite serious. I have never been pushed by my parents, who are both of them non-musicians, and I took practice serious from the very beginning, and I never saw practice as a dreadful thing to do. By the age of 11, after showing some great results, my parents were recommended to send me to Bucharest. A pivotal moment came when the late Romanian pianist Mihailo Sulasa encouraged me to audition to the University of Music and Performing Arts in Vienna. This encounter shaped my artistic trajectory profoundly. At 16, I was accepted into the University of Music in Vienna, while still being a high school student in Bucharest. This was the most challenging yet rewarding period of my life, as moving to Vienna meant suddenly being alone at 16 in a completely new country. It shaped not only my professional path, but also my personality. There was no WhatsApp, no Skype, and no inexpensive way to communicate, so phone calls required careful planning about what needed to be said. Resilience, trust, competition, disappointments, successes, encounters, amazing concerts, exhibitions, these are key words of that time. In 2009, I passed the entrance exam at the Conservatoire National Supérieur de Musique et de Danse in Paris. So again, a new beginning, a new country, followed by another few years in UK, and a return to Vienna, the city which truly stole my heart and where I always feel at home. Throughout my career so far, I've been fortunate to be guided by mentors like the pianist Elisabeth Leonskaya and Maria João Pires. In 2008, I met the legendary Romanian pianist Radu Lupu, which blossomed into a lifelong friendship and professional relationship. I recently shared cherished memories of him in the 2003 volume In Memoriam Radu Lupu. More on Radu Lupu in a future episode. A bossa nova artist for more than 20 years, I have the joy of performing on this beautiful instrument in most of my concerts. I will feature these pianos and my story of becoming a member of the bossa nova family in upcoming episodes, and this is not meant as a promotion, but as my personal story of my beloved instrument. The pandemic taught me that unexpected events can drastically alter one's professional path. For 8 months, like many other artists, I had no concerts at all. Then, out of the blue, I received a call from the London Philharmonic and conductor Vladimir Murovsky, asking if I could step in for a concert in London with a piano concerto that I had to learn in just 5 days. This was truly my phoenix moment, and I felt alive again, and despite the adrenaline and anxiety, it was one of the most amazing and unforgettable experiences of my life. During this period when everything was on hold, I reflected deeply on my profession, my dreams, and what I truly wanted to pursue. Between 2021 and 2023, I studied a master's degree in cultural management at the University of Music in Vienna, further broadening my horizons. Therefore, we will be also talking about self-management, agencies, and everything related to this in future episodes. Since 2022, I have also been appointed a piano professor at the Friedrich Gulda School of Music, Wien Conservatory. Over the past few years, I have had the joy of performing with some of the best conductors and orchestras in the world. Last year, I went viral on social media with a video of me unwrapping a burden of a piano. At that time, I had only a few followers and the algorithm wasn't really picking up my reels. Posting that spontaneous video catapulted me to thousands of followers almost overnight. Suddenly, young people were flocking to my account. While it was fantastic to gain such attention, it also meant a lot of work on my part to retain these followers. Reaching a high point like this requires commitment to keep your audience engaged. But why did I want them to stay? Well, because they represent my potential audience. This is the young generation that's online and engaged with a variety of content. The generation not on social media is already attending concerts. But what happens when they're no longer there? Sometimes I get asked, why do you do this? Why do you share so much content? Aren't you practicing your piano? Do you have that much free time on your hands? So let me tell you this. As a concert pianist, a teacher, a mother of two, a wife, and now also a podcaster, time is truly very limited. However, in today's world, being an artist involves much more than just performing. I see this not as an obligation, but as a necessity. We have incredible potential to reach our audience like never before. So, I am committed to my audience, and I absolutely love the community that has been built over the last year on social media. So, if you're new here, come to my Instagram or Facebook as well and say hi. Next episode features my first guest, the fantastic top Bösendorfer piano technician, Siebren van Hoek, and I'm very much looking forward to talking to him. Thanks for listening. This was Alexandra Siloča from Pianofortissimo. Don't forget to subscribe, share with fellow music enthusiasts, follow us on your favorite social media, and most importantly, worry less and let the music flow.